Ben Ronaldson. I'm the sports club manager. I teach real tennis.
Tell me about how you got into it, because there's a family connection here.
Yeah, I'm afraid we're everywhere. My uncle is the professional at Camford. My dad is at Radley, where they've just built a new court. My mum's at Hampton Court. My cousin's at Middlesex University. My brother works at Washington, D.C., where they have a course as well.
Wow.
But both my parents were world champion of this sport back in the 80s. And I have very little choice, although I enjoy it.
Just like squash, as you play, the blue line that goes around the top of the court, that's out of court.
Yep.
If you actually hit anything up there, like these rafters, it's out. But if you go over, it's still in.
Okay.
We have a very unusual local rule that these two windows here, because the blue line goes in through the middle of them, if you hit those windows and the ball rattles around, it's still in play.
Real tennis itself, its origins, we think, date back...
5th century Tuscany.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy. But that was the very beginnings on the streets. In reality, it was played most 14th century monasteries in France.
And the shape of the court here, I was surprised by how many sort of peculiarities there are to it. But those are universal peculiarities.
There are 45, 46 courts in the world, and they all have the penthouses, the sloping roofs that go around the sides of the court, and the buttress, the tambour that sticks out. But the degrees that they're slanted at and the size of the court can vary by inches and feet and degrees.
Okay, so if you went and played on Camford, then somebody whose home court that was would have an advantage.
There is a significant but not deadly advantage to each different place. Camford has a slightly steeper penthouse, for example, that you serve onto.
You said 46 courts in the world.
Yeah.
I'm amazed that we've got two of them in Dorset. That's, I'm going to guess, about 5% of the world's...
We are spoiled. And in fact, of the 46, there are 27 in England. And yet we still don't have the British world champion, the male world champion. We do have the female world champion, but the Australian from Tasmania called Rob Fay is the world champion of the sport. And we haven't had a British world champion since my father in 1987.
What about opportunity with a limited number of courts in the UK? Are enough kids coming through to keep it a vibrant sport?
Vibrant's a tough word. I mean, each club in the country, because there's so few, is really quite full. You know, books from 9 in the morning till 10 at night. So it's packed. And we try to get as many kids as possible. And obviously our national body, our association, the Tennis and Racquet Association, tries to push for as many kids as possible. As I told you, I've got a school coming along at 2 o'clock this afternoon. So we do try and get as many kids as possible. But what tends to be is that the members who really enjoy it, they get their kids to play.
Just talk to me about the balls. I mean, I was impressed by this. You've made many of the balls that people play with here.
It's a labour of love. It takes 35 minutes to make one ball from scratch. And we do that by starting with cork, a wine bottle cork normally that my members drink, and they give me their corks. I then chop it up, I put it in an old ball cover, tie 8 yards of cotton webbing around that, tie string around that. All the time you're hammering it with a lump hammer to compress it. And then the string you tie around at the end is to kind of give it a roughly spherical shape, and then you tack on two bits of felt and stitch it up by hand. So it takes 35 minutes to make one ball. There are 72 balls on court, and the set of balls lasts for only about 2 or 3 weeks.
Nah, I've lost it.
Roger Federer is one of the most impressive people that I've seen play this game. He walked on court with a game that's very different technically to how you have to play lawn tennis, and just seemed to have been born doing it. He had a background of squash, though. He had played some squash, so that helped him out. But he timed the ball just so beautifully, and I think it's something to do with the gracefulness of his swing.
What about me? What did you think of my performance?
I was impressed. I'm not just saying that for the listeners out there. This man was actually very good for his first time.
World champion potential?
I don't think so.